USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is standing by his latest tweets, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump is digging in on his strategy of attacking four progressive minority congresswomen. Trump spoke to reporters as he left the White House and says he doesn't care how it affects him politically.
I don't know if it's good or bad politically. I don't care. But when people are speaking so badly, when they call our country garbage, I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president because his policies are a nightmare to us.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is warning of serious consequences after Iran seized a British flag tanker.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Funeral arrangements are set for a retired Supreme Court justice. The body of former Justice John Paul Stevens will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Monday. Members of the public can pay their respects from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. following a private ceremony in the court's Great Hall. Stevens died earlier this week at age 99. He'll be buried in a private service at Arlington National Cemetery, the 13th justice to be buried there. Almost half the country will record temperatures of 95 degrees or higher during this weekend's heat wave. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
From the plains through the Midwest and into the East Coast, temperatures are expected to be 95 to 100 degree range. And combined with the humidity levels, we do anticipate the heat indices to be in the 105 to 110 degree range.
Former NFL player Mitch Petras died of a heat stroke. He played for the New York Giants and helped them win a Super Bowl. He also played for the New England Patriots and the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Mark Esper is expected to become the next Secretary of Defense. John Clemens reports.
The 55-year-old Mark Esper, who has served as Secretary of the Army since November 2017, is expected to be approved by the full Senate. Earlier during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Dr. Esper answered a key question about Iran in this exchange with Senator Jack Reed.
We will meet anytime, anywhere, without precondition to discuss issues with the Iranians to get us on the diplomatic path.
So you think that diplomatic path is the most thoughtful way to proceed?
Diplomacy always is.
I'm John Clemens.
Iowa's governor insists that she didn't ask the state's Health and Human Services director to resign because of his love for a murdered rap star. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds says she wants people to know that she did not ask the state's Health and Human Services director to resign because of his love for the late rapper Tupac Shakur. Though Jerry Foxhoven is known for his obsession with Shakur, he holds Tupac Fridays and also constantly quotes him. In fact, he was asked to resign the very day after he had sent out an email with a Tupac Shakur quote to more than 4,000 employees. The governor's office is saying that they just wanted to take the department into a new direction and that there were several non-Tupac reasons for letting Foxhoven go. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.